On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Emerson Collins joins us from Focus on the Family. He's the program manager of parenting and youth. Emerson, so much, as always, appreciate the time you take to join us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Steve.
So it's just around the corner. Bring your Bible to school day. And as we prepare for that, we thought we'd catch up with you and talk about maybe the history of the event. Let's start there. This started back in 2014. So we're well into a decade of bringing your Bible to school.
That's exactly right. It started in 2014 with just 8,000 students bringing their Bibles faithfully to their schools. And now, a little over 10 years later, we had just over 1 million participants last year, 1.2 Wow. million to be exact. Yeah, praise the Lord. And this year we're hoping for 2 million. And our sign-up, we've already reached our sign-up goal for the year. We're anticipating that 2 million this year, the biggest ever, Steve. Praise God.
Okay, so let's talk about sign up. You brought it up. Why would people sign up, and where do they do that?
Yeah, so you can sign up for Bring Your Bible to School Day on our website, bringyourbible.org. That's bringyourbible.org. And you can sign up right there and receive updates for the day. We send you prayers. We send you scripture verses. We also send you resources to help equip you and your student, your family, for participation. That includes conversation guides. That includes a legal memo that you may need to share with your teacher or principal just to educate them on your First Amendment rights to do this, as well as some of those other resources as well to equip you to answer some of the tough questions you may face throughout the day, and really just to clothe you and prepare you to participate and be a light for Christ and the gospel at your school and in your community.
Yeah, and you know, as you bring that up, being a light, we should be prepared to stand up for the rights that, you know, we're guaranteed here in the United States. Along with that, Emerson, and you know, I know this is something you encourage in the young people. There's a way to do that respectfully, but without, you know, giving ground really.
That's right. Yeah. Scripture is clear that we should always be prepared to give a defense for the hope that is within us. And I encourage everyone listening, whether you're a student or not, you can make this a Bring Your Bible Day. Bring your Bible everywhere you go on October 2nd this year and be a light for Christ. As Christ prayed over his disciples and told them, even if they don't have the words to say themselves, the Spirit will guide them and give them the words to speak. I trust the same thing for you, for me, and for everyone participating on that day.
Okay, you know, as we've walked through this over the years, one of the newer things that has really been brought up is what you just mentioned. It doesn't need to be school. It could be at your work or at your, you know, maybe you've got a group of people you meet with on a regular basis, whether it's a ladies group, a men's group, what have you, bring your Bible wherever you're going today. It's a great way to generate a conversation about what you do believe. But as I mentioned, that was something that was kind of added because it started out as a Bring Your Bible to School specifically. But looking at this year, Emerson, what are some of the new changes to the event folks can look for this year?
Yeah, so we're gearing up for our biggest year ever, and we've had participation from all walks of the Christian life. So we have singers, rock stars like John Cooper with Skillet promoting Bring Your Bible to School Day this year. We've got influencers on social media now more than ever. Influencers like Joe Christian Guy, Ali Schnecki, if you're on Instagram, you may be familiar. Just encouragement to the youth. So many people are on board with Bring Your Bible to School Day this year, especially on social media. So that's what's big and new and different right now. I encourage everyone, if you're interested in seeing the movement, seeing the hype building up to it, to check us out on Instagram or Facebook, where the page is called Bring Your Bible, or search our hashtag Bring Your Bible, to just be encouraged by the hundreds of stories of students stepping out in faith. And not just students, adults as well. Last year, we had the largest adult participation. You touched on this, Steve. Some adults brought their Bibles to the gym or to their club, to the cafe. Yeah, praise God. And they shared Christ and the gospel. Of course, carrying your Bible is a way to just say, I am an unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. And I think that, we're gearing up for our biggest year yet, and we have some of the most exciting things to come.
You know, and let me say this. I know a lot of folks are going to approach this as, well, I bring my Bible every day. It's on my phone. Okay. If that's what, if you're going to carry a physical book Bible, it's going to have a little different impact than people, you know, they're not going to say, oh, you have your phone. Is there a Bible on it? generate those conversations. I personally would encourage you. And you know what? If you've got the arm for it, get the family Bible off the coffee table and bring that 5 pound or whatever. I don't know. Have you weighed one of those, Emerson?
We see stories and pictures of kids carrying around their family King James Version Bible to school. And
That's great.
Probably no coincidence that some people brought their Bibles to the gym, because it definitely would be a workout for some people.
Yeah.
But praise God, it really does show that you're an unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. And even if maybe you don't have a physical Bible and you do want to pull out your phone and tell someone you're a Christian and maybe use your phone to send them Bible verses, that's totally all right. Participation may look different for you, but if you do have a physical Bible, I do encourage you to carry it with you that day. It is a tangible, visible way to show that you're a follower of Jesus.
Yeah, you know, and if this is comfortable, here's another idea. If you want to bring a digital Bible with you, bring it on a pad that, you know, maybe one of those pads that people use, they attach to the back of a car, you know, the front seat for the kids to watch videos. Put it around your neck and have it on your chest walking around all day with your Bible showing. And, you know, I'm sure that'll generate some conversation. Let's have fun, but take it seriously. We're dealing with the Word of God, and we want to introduce others to the idea of getting into it and finding the truth that we found in salvation in Christ. I mean, what a great opportunity for evangelism and loving on our community. And again, back to our attitude, you know, we don't want to be so obnoxious that, you know, who are these guys? But we do want to let people know, you know, we're people who have fun and are serious about our faith. So take great advantage of that. Before we move on to, I want to give you a chance to let the listeners know about the Live It Challenge. But before we move on to that, any more on specifically things to consider as you bring your Bible bring your Bible to school or work or the gym or the grocery store?
Yeah. Well, you hit on it a little bit there, Steve. We are called to be the light to the world and to spread God's light into the world. And I to be completely transparent, I've been recently very discouraged by events in our culture. But because of those events, I am now encouraged to go and be that light to our culture, to administer the gospel to a community, to a nation that so desperately needs it, that is hurting for this message of hope and light and life, Steve. Our theme verse this year is James 1:22, be doers of the word and not hearers only. So let's be doers this year on October 2nd and spread the gospel to a nation that so desperately needs it.
All right. Now, I mentioned the Live It Challenge, and our listeners hopefully are somewhat familiar with that. Not every time, but often, we'll put that Live It Challenge on the Action Center on our homepage at klyt.fm, and it's typically something you can find. It seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Emerson, it seems like it's almost like a monthly challenge through Focus on the Family, it's something you could find and kind of work on an area of our life. I love it. It really is a challenge. It's not difficult, but it is a challenge given by Focus on the Family just about every month.
You're exactly right. Each month we come out with activities to help grow you and your biblical worldview, you and your students. And we address pressing topics for students, especially. I think the one up right now is, what does the Bible say about certain specific topics? But that's the title. What does the Bible say about? And we talk about things like, what does the Bible say about tattoos? What does it say about video games? What does it say about dating? These are important things to be thinking about. And we follow the Puritan head, heart, hands model, first to know what God's word says, then to apply it to our hearts and our lives. And then finally, the hands part, change the way that you live because of this biblical truth.
Okay. And although this is coming up October 2nd, and that is Bring Your Bible to School Day or Bring Your Bible Day, there's an emphasis on, you know, this is a day that's set aside for that, but it doesn't only need to be October 2nd, Emerson.
That's right. That's right. My hope and my prayer is that this day would be the launching point for Christ on your campus, in your community, to continue to grow the people there closer to Him. So that's why we created the Live It Challenge, so that you can keep that momentum going all year round with the people that you talked with on Bring Your Bible to School Day. And we see the stories that come back each year of students that did exactly that, that had exactly that happen in their lives. Friends getting baptized 2 years later because somebody came to them on Bring Your Bible to School Day and gave them a Bible or invited them to youth group. These are the types of transformative stories we get to see of God just impacting your communities.
All right. Hey, next year, maybe we add in the Live It Challenge, who brought the heaviest Bible?
That's a great idea.
To the gym or yeah. But you know, we don't want anyone to get hurt. So, you know, bend your knees when you lift. But no, really, we hope you take advantage of this opportunity to join others. And, you know, the other thing just occurred to me, Emerson, you know, sometimes you can work with someone or go to school with someone for a long time and not even realize, you know, maybe they're not in your circle of influence or you and theirs. But all of a sudden you see that other person with the Bible and you realize that there's family just an arm length away. And what a great way to connect the body of Christ.
You're exactly right. So many students don't even know the community they could have with other believers at their schools. We live in a nation right now that has been so divided in different ways, and especially post-COVID, relationships and communities are a bit scattered. Carrying your Bible, many students experience exactly what you experienced, Steve, that they found a friend who was carrying their Bible they didn't know was a believer in one of their classes, and now you immediately have a connection point. You can build community. You can meet. It's an instant connection, instant friendship for these students at schools, which is why we have that emphasis in schools, but of course, in communities as well, the same goes for you. Seeing a friend at the grocery store or somebody at the gym who has their Bible, instant friendship right away, at least I know for me.
Yeah. Well, as we put a bow on the conversation, I do want to throw it back to you one more time, Emerson, for those interested in participating and bring your Bible to school or to work or to the gym or to the store, Bring Your Bible Day, October 2nd. Again, where can people sign up and find the resources available to them from Focus on the Family?
Yep. You can find resources at our website, bringyourbible.org. That's bringyourbible.org. Go there and find all the resources you could possibly need to be prepared for the day. Sign up and be counted in that 2 million this year and receive those resources. It's October 2nd. And if you're marking your calendars for future years, it's the first Thursday of every October. So circle that date and get excited.
Great. Emerson, thanks so much for your time. And we look forward to having you back on again soon.
Thank you, Steve. God bless.
All right. Emerson Collins has been our guest from Focused on the Family, the program manager of Parenting and Youth, and bringyourbible.org. That's the website to go to. Thanks for participating in that this year, October 2nd. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.